Welcome to the Dr. Hotze Report at the intersection of medicine and politics. Your host is Dr. Stephen Hotze, founder and CEO of Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas. Dr. Hotze is a graduate of the University of Texas Medical School in Houston and has overseen the treatment of 45,000 patients. He has been a leader in the wellness revolution since 1989. Dr. Hotze has hosted over 1,400 of his own radio programs and appeared on hundreds of other radio and TV programs across America. He's a renowned author, speaker, and conservative Christian patriot leader. Now, here's Dr. Hotze and the Dr. Hotze Report.
Hello, this is Dr. Steve Hotze, and welcome to the Dr. Hotze Report. We have a legend in his own life on our program today. We've got Sam Malone, one of the most renowned DJs and radio broadcasters in the entire country. Sam Malone came to Houston, Texas after having a stint in radio for 3 years in Philadelphia, 3 years in Sarasota, Florida, and then in Buffalo, New York. He came here in 1993 and literally turned the city upside down on Top 40 Radio. He was on KRBE, which was in the tank when he came in. And within a year, it was the number one listened to Top 40 radio show in the morning. Every high schooler, especially the girls, listened to Sam. They love Sam. Sam's been to my office, and I've had him walk the halls and meet my staff. I have about 70 on staff, 90% are women, and in my all the different departments of our businesses here in enterprises. And when Sam came down the hallway, oh my gosh, you'd have thought, I mean, it was like a rock star had just walked into our building. All the girls went, oh, Sam Malone, I listened to you when I was growing up on the radio. I love Sam Malone. You're the most wonderful DJ ever. We wish you were still on. We'd still listen to you with your music. And then he went over to Mix 96.5. And that was in the tank because he had killed everybody on KRBE. And guess what? Within a year, it was the number one listened to Top 40 station in Houston. And then he was offered by Clear Channel, who owned that station, to go on to KTRH, where he, after his 6 to 9 music Top 40, he did 10 to noon talk radio, conservative talk radio on KTRH. Subsequently, he was offered a position with KSEV, The Voice, and he was on there for somewhere on the order of 4 years until 2013, at which time he went to this station he's currently on now, 1070 AM, which is owned by Salem Broadcasting, and he has his own talk radio program, conservative talk radio program, that's on from 7 now in the morning until 9. Anyway, I want you to meet Sam when we come back after this short break. Thank you so much.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HotzeHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, and welcome back to the Dr. Hotze Reports. We have, as I mentioned in the original promo on this, we have a legend, a radio legend on our program today, a legend in his own lifetime, Sam Malone. Sam Malone, as I mentioned earlier, has been started off in Top 40 Radio back in Philadelphia. And that was back in 86. In 93, he came to Houston, turned KRBE into the number one top 40 station in Houston. Then he turned Mix 96.5 into the number one station. Then he went on KTRH and did talk radio right after his 1040 program on 96.5. Then he ultimately went to KSEV for 5 years, where he did conservative talk radio. And currently, since 2013, he has his own Sam Malone show on Salem's AM 1070. And it's the number one or two top listened to conservative talk radio shows in Houston, Texas. And Sam is a staunch, solid, biblical conservative. And I'm proud to call him my friend. I've known of Sam, of course, for years, just because of his popularity and his radio programs. But I've known him personally since 2015. Sam, by the way, not only has a radio program, but Sam has also got his own media company. It's 512 New Media and .com, and he's got it listed up there behind him, Sam Malone. You go to sammalone.com, but his is 512 New Media, and he produces wonderful commercial and advertisements for businesses and for politicians in politics. He's done a tremendous job. I've had him do numerous commercials for Hotze Health and Wellness Center and for our for Physician's Preference Vitamin Store and Physician's Preference Pharmacy, and as well as political commercials. He's worked for the Attorney General and governors across, our Attorney General, Ken Paxton, he's done work for him. In fact, he recently produced a commercial for Ken Paxton for me, and I appreciate him doing that. He's done a great job. He interviews politicians from all over the country on his radio program, and many of these politicians turn to him for his expertise in being able to communicate and market the conservative message to the voters. So Sam, that was a rather long introduction. It could be much longer. You're an outstanding radio personality. You're an outstanding media man. I like to tell people, Sam has got more ideas in his little finger than most of us have in our entire body. He's always got ideas popping and sizzling. And we have dinner every Monday night, try to, and it's Sam and I, and I tell you what, after one or two scotches, Sam's got his ideas flow out. He's got great marketing ideas, and I just take notes. I listen to him talk. So, Sam, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Dr. Hotze, or as everyone, I want you to know that I call Dr. Stephen Hotze the general, because he is our leader when it comes to the conservative battle. He is our General McAuliffe at, you know, at Bastogne, and the Battle of the Bulge. So I always refer to him as General. So when I text him, I don't say Steve or Dr. Hotze. I'm like, General, And my wife will always know I'm talking to Dr. Hotze. Thank you for having me on. An honor, because I get to watch this every Monday. So it's really cool to come on and see how it's made.
Well, hey, you're now the you're the star of the show, sir, and we're glad to bring you on. Well, Sam, you grew up in Philadelphia, and you have a wonderful story about how you got into radio. Tell us about that. It's really fascinating.
Well, just in a nutshell, everyone says, how do you get into radio? How did I get into radio? If you want to be a doctor like Dr. Hotze, there's a track for that. You want to be a dentist, an accountant, a pilot. You want to be in the 75th Ranger Regiment. There is a path. Well, I didn't get into radio intentionally. My BBA is in finance. I'm an arbitrage guy. I was going to go back to get my MBA. But there was a pretty girl in the neighborhood, and I wanted to go out with her. I asked her for a date, and I was about 20, 21. And she flat out rejected me. And she said, quote, I'm not going to go out with you. You're poor. And I didn't take that as an insult. I'm a marketing guy. I'm like, all right, let's build on that. But it turns out that she was dating a very well-known radio disc jockey in Philadelphia. And I asked, she didn't mind if we hung out together because that was funny. But she said, I'm going to be with my boyfriend, the DJ. And I said, can I meet him? So at 1:30 in the morning in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, outside a nightclub, I met her boyfriend, and there were like six girls already lined up to meet him, and she was a girlfriend, and I walked up to him, and he was inebriated, and I just asked, because I was doing casino analysis at the time, you know, with barriers to entry and such, I just said, how do you get into radio? And he mumbled out this phrase of four things to do. I ran to my car, opened up the glove box, wrote what he said on my insurance card. 6 weeks later, I was on the radio in Philadelphia, America's fifth largest radio and television market. So by just paying attention, you know, God gives us two ears and one mouth so we can listen twice as much as we talk. He told me what to do. I was on the radio before I graduated college. So I rearranged my classes, graduated, and then radio just took off. It's a wonderful, wonderful occupation.
You were helping the DJ and tell us how working at the radio station, how you happened to end up being the DJ on that station. That's a really interesting part of it.
The famous DJ wasn't doing well. I said, I can help you. He says, I'll pay you $6 an hour to write jokes. So my first job out of college was $6 an hour, 1986. And I would get a little mic time. He'd give me a little time on the mic to talk. It was my hometown. So kind of people would listen and they knew who you were. And he ended up getting fired because they were paying him too much. Ratings weren't very strong. So the radio station looked at me. They were paying him $200,000. And they said,
Back then, that was serious money. Now, but that was really serious money.
Yeah. And they looked at me, and this is true, Dr. Hotze. They said, we'll give you $27,000 to do the show. Well, I'm out of college. I don't, you know, you've got to make ends meet.
Yeah, well, like, back then, that's still pretty good money.
Yeah. And, but the station saved a lot because he was making $200,000, and they brought me on and another guy, and then the career just kind of took off. And I love communicating. I love being funny and telling jokes and make people a lot happier in lousy traffic, you know, in bad weather and things like that. And then celebrities would come on and then headhunters hear you. And then, you know, you end up in Houston for 30 years.
Well, but tell me about the girl that didn't want to go out with you when she found out you were a DJ. What happened?
She had a change of opinion.
All right. But, she had a change of heart.
I'm from the school of, you know, once bitten, twice shy. So I was like, I didn't want to go out with her then at that point.
At that point, you said, I'm just not interested in you. She's all of a sudden the table has turned, right?
It's true. And, you know, we remained friends for a long time, but that ended. And then luckily through radio, my wife brought Bon Jovi to Philadelphia for our fundraiser, John Bon Jovi. And I met my beautiful bride through John. And
you have a wonderful wife. His wife's name, can I say it? I guess you.
Sure. Yeah.
Denise.
Her name is Denise, but I call her Princess. Yeah.
You call her what?
Princess.
Princess.
And honey.
She is a princess. She, And Sam and Denise are very good friends of ours, and we enjoy spending time with them. Denise is a lovely lady, and our congratulations to her for having married me, sir.
Our 32nd wedding.
Yeah,
32nd wedding anniversary is Thursday. So she
You've got a wonderful wife. She loves you, and you love her. And I know that's a big part of your message on the radio. It's always been that way. You've talked about how important marriage is, and you've had on radio programs. When is it on Fridays? You talk about the importance of marriage. What day do you do that?
Fridays at 8:30 Central on our radio station, AM 1070, The Answer. I stop all the folly raw and all the talk and, you know, the conservative talk and everything. And we just focus for one segment, okay, on one day, the glory, sanctity, holiness, and steaminess of marriage. And we just stop and we just focus on that. Man and woman coming together before God, like in Genesis 2:24. And I think of life as very upbeat. I'm a very upbeat, fun guy. But there are people stuck in, you know, icky marriages and sad, and we try to help them get through it. And we've been doing it for a long time now. We're up to marriage tip 397.
That's a lot of tips, buddy. I could use some of those maybe tonight.
You can give me
a few of those pointers. I've only been married 54 years, but I could sure use some tips. I don't think I have anywhere. I don't think I can give you five tips.
You know what? There really are, and you're a man of faith, and we'll read scripture together. And there's a lot in the Bible, very strong statements, and then there's lighthearted statements in scripture about marriage. And I think that instead of being so darn serious and banging the table, if we can laugh and get everybody kind of loosened up with little comedy, little endorphins out there, that we can help. So I speak at conservative and Republican and pro-life events. I'm out constantly. And it's the number one thing people will say. It's not like, oh, great interview with Donald Trump, or did you hear something? They'll be like, thank you for what you do in the marriage segment. And I have to tell you, General, going back, very few radio stations were in favor of me, just on top 40, for instance, of saying, I'm in love, and I hope you're in love, and if you're not, maybe you could do this or that, or whatever. And I was literally told, stop it, at a top 40 station. And I said, why? They said, we want you to sound eligible. And I'm like, really? Look at me. I'm thrilled out loud. Well, like, if I was a good looking guy, I'd be like, but I'm a schlub, right? And I always say that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to my wife. It's from Rascal Flatts, the band. And in radio, it's always met with opposition. Salem is really the first station that said, we love your marriage talk segment. Keep going. So we're very blessed here.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm sure the women have to love that. You know, they love to look up to them. who wouldn't want a husband or a man to be their husband who worshiped them, loved them, respected them, honored them, spoke highly of them all the time? That's exactly what a woman wants in a man. And you exemplify that by holding these, talking about marriage in such a wonderful way for the last, how many years? 30 years?
32 years.
You've been talking about that. And I think that's so wonderful. And I commend you for it. And I think that's wonderful. Thank you for doing that, because that's what's under attack in our society today is marriage and family is what the communists want to destroy. You've got to get rid of the family and the marriages, so people can be indoctrinated and brainwashed by the state. They want the state to be the parent, school teachers to be the parent. They don't want parents because they know the strong bond between parents and children. If it stays strong, they can't take over a society with communism. They've got to completely break it down to make everybody totally dependent upon the state, and the state calls the shots. And so when you're doing that, you're really, and that's a demonic element, of course. Satan wants exactly the opposite for mankind and humankind as God wants. God wants wholesome, happy marriages where the people love God, They love their children, raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They read them Bible stories, and they teach them right from wrong. Raise up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he won't depart from it. And so that's God's plan. And Satan's plan is break that, because we don't want a child to be raised up in the way he should go, so he doesn't depart from it. We want to break that child early in life. And that's what they do, is they come in and they teach these little children. You know what's going on in the schools, and we'll talk about it in the second segment, folks. We're going to talk about political issues. But I really wanted you to get a feel for Sam and what a great guy he is, and what a great husband he is to his wife, Denise, and what a great wife she is to him. They just are an ideal couple, fun to be with, love one another. Have a great son named Jake, who just graduated recently, I think this past year or so, from Texas A&M in engineering, and he's a great guy, too. Great baseball player.
Off the payroll. Well, the best news was payroll. So
there
that's
you go. You got a big raise there, my friend.
That's no, but going back, I'll tell you, let me tell you, I had an epiphany when I was in top 40. Obviously, I wasn't married when I started in the business. And, you know, I found that in the entertainment industry, we were always focused on celebrating who's, you know, cheating on whom, and who's, what celebrity couple is breaking up, and what divorce, and this, that, and the other. And I realized that we were never celebrating couples married who for a long time and are in love, you know, and Hollywood doesn't want to do that. The left doesn't want to do that. They want to be, ooh, what salacious story do you have about a celebrity who's, you know, shacking up with another celebrity? And then you realize, oh my gosh, we're just putting out the same negative. You know, when you speak negatively, your ears hear it, and it goes right to the brain and heart. And what if we just did the opposite? We just talked about men who come home to their loving wives, women who come home to their loving husbands, women who are, there's Proverbs, you know, kind of women.
31 women.
31:12, in fact. And the Song of Solomon and things, and those kinds of husbands and wives and loving relationships. And you know what, Dr. Hotze, someday others will follow our lead. We've cut the path, but we love doing it. And let me also throw in that you're also an amazing husband to your beautiful bride. It's great to see you guys. Hi, honey. And just let people know they give a little kiss to each other. And so you're still a romantic man.
Well, I probably like to be. I've always enjoyed Janie and her love towards me. I was gonna. You mentioned Proverbs 31, and I thought, since we're on the program and we're talking about marriage, why don't I read part of Proverbs 31?
31:12 is what I, every time I write a card to my wife, I put in Proverbs 31:12.
Well, I'm gonna read starting on verse 10. It's a description of a worthy woman. Now, folks, this is in Proverbs 31. An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain all the days of her life. I'm sorry, he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She looks for wool and flax. She works with her hands in delight. She's like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She shops. You know, she goes back in those days, I guess they went to farmers markets. Now they go to supermarkets. But she rises also while it's still night to prepare food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. So she's enterprising. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hand to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. She's gracious. She stretches out her hands to the needy. She's a gracious woman. She cares about people. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the gates. Look at you, Sam. You're known at the gates. You're known in the city. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat of the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. And I'm speaking to you, my sweetheart, Janie, and I know you mean the same thing for Denise. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
Amen.
So that's the godly woman. And that's what Sam's married a godly woman in Denise, and I've married a godly woman in my wife. They're both enterprising. They take care of our children and our families. They take care of us. They're wonderful. So ladies, you know, and men, what you ought to do is take that psalm and pray that into your wife's life, that she would be that kind of wife to you. And women, pray that for yourself. You'd be that kind of a wife for your husband and a mother for your kids. You can be that way. That's what God has for you. And just remember, beauty is charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So the most important thing any man or woman can do is fear God. And fear of God is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverted mouth, these things I hate. That's what the fear of the Lord is. It's to hate evil and to love what's good and right and just. And that's the kind of women God wants. And of course, the left, the Marxists, the communists, socialists want just the opposite. They want to break down women. And in fact, they want men to dress up like women, drag queens. You know, it's just... They would just
think about it, Dr. Hotze. When have you ever seen people on the left celebrate marriage, man and woman coming together before God and community and family? I mean, if you hang out with folks, I got to tell you, you hang out with Dr. Stephen Hotze, you will hear celebration of marriage talk. You hang out with me, obviously, on the radio, and my posse and my crew of all the men that I hang out with, we're all like-minded. But think about it. When have you seen a television show in primetime celebrate marriage of man and woman coming together? When have you seen a movie, for the most part, a pop culture mainstream movie? You don't. When would you see those celebrity mags celebrate? They won't. Well, guess what? If you want to get out there and join Dr. Hotze and I in spreading that message, it's fertile territory. Franchise yourself away and pick an area of your home, your community, your church, your club, your team, your whatever, and share that message with guys and go, you know what, if the minute some guy mouths off about something about women, say, hey, I married a beautiful Proverbs 31 woman. How about you? And if not, share Proverbs 31 with him and get, you know what, it's okay. Somebody might say you're a wuss or some other negative word, but the heck with that, because what you're saying is based in the Lord's word, okay? And you can't go wrong when you do that. It's simple. Like I said, if a goofball like me from Philly with a cop mustache can do it, and you can still be a fun-loving dude and party dude. Give it a shot. Let's not work out.
Sam, you're great. Listen, we're visiting here. This first half of the program was Sam Malone, and I hope you got to know him on a more personal basis. We're going to talk politics coming back after the break, so stay tuned. Thanks so much for joining us today on Dr. Hotze Report.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder. my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep. Dr. Hotze Report. And we're here with Sam Malone, who we had a chance to get to know in the first, you had a chance to get to know in the first half of the program. Sam, of course, is a legendary radio star here in Houston, Texas, in the greater Houston area, where he came in 1993 and just turned the city upside down, top 40 music for several decades, then went into conservative talk radio at KTRH and then KSEV, and now for the last 9 years, he's been on AM 1070, where he does conservative talk radio. First half of the program, we just got to learn about Sam and his wonderful wife, Denise, and Sam's view of marriage. He's a big proponent of marriage and has a program every Friday, a segment of his program every Friday, and has for decades, where he talks about how wonderful it is to be married. He talks about the way to treat your wife, tips on how to be a better husband. He's been wonderful about that. I don't know of anybody else in radio or TV anywhere that holds up marriage in such a high way as Sam does. So Sam, thank you for that. I also want to do this. I want to give you a call out, not only for the way you promote biblical marriage, but the way you have taken care of my commercials on TV and on radio. For those of you that watch Brighteon, any commercial you see here with me in it, Sam produced, and they're outstanding commercials. So Sam, he always has ideas for commercials and ads, and he's always got great ideas. And he either does them here at my office or go to his studio. He's just tremendous, and he does work all over the country for businesses, for not only me as a doctor, but he works for lawyers across the country and helps them with their commercials. He does businesses, dog food. He's in the dog food business, promoting dog food, and he promotes lawyers. Now, I don't know what's the difference. No.
Well, let me just say this real quick. The ideas come out because Dr. Hotze, once again, I call him the general. The general and I get together for dinner most Mondays. And true Proverbs 27:17, right? As iron sharpens iron, man sharpens man. So Dr. Hotze, who leads, you know, I always say I'm proud to be a master sergeant, you know, behind the general here. But he, for some reason, opens the door to my mind for creativity and will sit there and he'll say, what do you think about this kind of marketing or this advertising or this? And I call it vomit marketing, where the idea is just starts spilling out like bad food poisoning. And the ideas come out, and Dr. Hotze, who's an incredibly successful entrepreneur, takes his pen out, always carries his notebook, and starts writing down. Because it's one thing to brainstorm, but if no one's keeping track, it's a dream. Okay, it's not a goal until it's written down and put right into, you know. Like, so people don't know Dr. Hotze will open up his pocket, he'll take out his tablet pen and go, what was that? What was that? What was that? And the ideas just kind of fall out. So we're a wonderful team, and that he inspires some gears in my noggin to start working. But he's all.
I don't know if it's me or the scotch. I don't know, a combination.
Well, both of y'all, it's great. Love you both. But anyway, no, glad to help out. And you know what? I remember when we first battled against evil, folks. I got to tell you, in 2015, I just opened up my company, and actually in 2014. And the phone wasn't ringing, and Dr. Stephen Hotze walked into my company office, July of 2015, and he said, I hear, you know, you do commercials and you do marketing stuff, and you're different, you're creative. I'm like, I don't care what you got. I'm about to lose the rent here and the lights. It was Prop 1 in Houston, which is a very disturbed mayor, came up with a proposition, and once again, why would you come up with a proposition that says the following? men can go into girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers and undress and change with them. And Dr. Hotze came into my office. He says, do you have ideas to fight this? And I'm like, do I? And then once again, the ideas start falling out. And that's when we first worked together in one of the most evil battles, right? We were outspent about 5 million-ish to 1 million. We only had about a million-ish, 1.5-ish. The other side was getting filthy money from California, filthy money from New York. And what person gives money to a cause that it will allow a man to go into a locker room with a little girl, right? You got to be like this. Anyway, with Dr. Hotze's leadership, and I say leadership, I was there. He was the commanding officer of that mission. Doc, given the numbers that we crushed evil by, what were those numbers in the
well, America's let me tell you, city? This was in 2015 in a November election, 2015, and Sam and I came up with the slogan: "No men in women's bathrooms." Five words: "No men in women's bathrooms." Oh, it's in the other side. Oh, it's not about men and women's bathrooms. No, it's about equal rights and, you know, civil rights and on and on and on. No men in women's bathrooms. Oh, my gosh. They pitched a fit. It's not about men and women's bathrooms. They kept saying, it's not about men and women's bathrooms. Obviously, of course, it was. It was about allowing anybody claiming to be a woman, even though they're a man, they could claim to be a woman. And if they claimed that and identified as a woman, then they were going to let them go into men's, women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms. And you got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. Well, this is all the beginning of this transgender push, and which is total BS, and which is cow's dung in a more polite manner. You know these people are this side of crazy. I mean, they're bat S crazy. You know what that means? That's dung, bow dung. I mean, that's bat dung crazy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Somebody can literally decide to identify as a woman, and they want to believe them.
You don't have to dress as a woman. You could be like us, right, with a mustache and a beard pirate's and whatever, and walk in, and they penalize like the health club for denying a dude.
Right.
The beard walking in. And I was like, wait a minute, you know, we have a health club next to our place. I like those people. And then I talked to my wife and she said, if a man comes in, he's putting his life in his hands. And her friends, you know, they're strong, strong women of faith, and they work out together. And I remember talking with Dr. Hotze, and we sat down. By the way, I give him the credit. He came up with no men in women's bathroom. I remember sitting there holding the napkin steady while he wrote on it. But that battle, which we were outspent, unheard of, and we were called every name. Tell them the results. What happened, Dr. Hotze? Come on.
Well, going into August, when we brought Sam on board, it was when we started the campaign. Now, we talked about it during the summer, and we decided we were going to launch the campaign before Labor Day, which my political consultant said, don't launch it before Labor Day. I mean, I said, we're going to put the first blow in. Nobody ever launches before Labor Day. We're going to frame the issue. And at that time, we were down by 20 points, 20 points down. And on Election Day, we won 61-39 in a city that is overwhelmingly Democrat, like 65-35, and we won 61-39%. And it was, Sam did the most awesome commercials. It was just tremendous. And we blew him out of the tub, and it was a great victory. We thank God for it.
Amen. You know? Amen.
And all the people that came together, but Sam's commercials and his marketing is what really made this take off and do well.
Well, thank you. But it was like, but look how civilians, I say like a doc and a jock got together.
A doc and a jock.
And, you know, Dr. Hotze's running this wonderful practice to help people on a path to better health and wellness, right? I'm making TV commercials, I think, at that point, maybe for automobile dealerships. And we got together. And so the message is that, folks, y'all can be incredibly important players in whatever town or county or state you live in, where evil lurks and they need creative and they need energy. And you may be the person, the man or woman, who just takes the pictures, you know, and use them for the website. You may be the person who, you know, books the speaking engagements. You may be the person who, while I work full time, but I'll monitor the enemy social media account. Well, boom, now you're an integral player in the battle, like Dr. Stephen Hotze led us on in that case, because there were a lot of people there who weren't trained and professional politicos. And it was a team of husbands and wives and men and women and young and old and the whole nine yards. And together we fought that and crushed from 61-39. So that's how Dr. Hotze and I got into the scrum together against the evil of political marketing.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this. What in the world do you think is going on with this whole concept of transgender rights, transgenderism? I mean, help me explain what you're hearing from your people on the radio. I mean, what does the average person on the street think about all this? It's got to drive them crazy. And I'm going to show you. I'm going to have our radio, our TV station, put a video on that I've got here, and I'm going to send it right now to Elena. Elena, I want you to send this to Heather, if you could. Let's see where it is, real quick. Folks, bear with me. You guys have got to see what the Attorney General of Michigan has said and done. It will drive you. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So if you'll send this over to our producer, I'm going to send it to you.
No problem. Give me a gist. Walk me through, Dr. Hotze, kind of from a helicopter, what the release is about.
What the release?
Yeah, the story that you're sending.
You got to see it.
You got to see it to believe it.
I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to tell anybody. They're going to have to see it. So what in the world do you think is going on? I mean, you know, I saw a spoof. There's a black comedian, a satirist that's on, and he came out with a video, and he goes, I'm 40 years old, and I decided today I'm a white man. I identify as a white man. And then he goes, and I've identified as a lawyer, a very wealthy lawyer. And I went to my bank to borrow $1 million today, and they said they couldn't do it because I wasn't a lawyer. But I identifies as a lawyer, and I identifies as a wealthy white man. And I don't understand. He starts to cry. I don't understand. Other people can identify what they want to be, but I can't identify what I want to be.
How come I can't say that? Look, I'll knock it down. When I go out on my speaking engagements and it comes up, how many of us when we were little kids identified or thought we were a blank, okay? Or what do you want to be when you grow up? Or what are you now? And people, I'm a dog, and the kid's running around. You got a little kid on all fours going, roo, 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 and everybody plays along. Oh, you're a dog. He's not a dog. We know he's not a dog. There's not a doctor in the world, he would say, but you're kind of playing around with the kid. He's like 4 or 5 years old. Okay, that's cute. Yeah, okay. And it wears off. But what if I identify as a pirate, like Captain Morgan on the rum bottle? And I'm like 12, right, Doc?
You don't even like rum.
I don't like rum, but, you know, McAllen doesn't have a guy on the label. But let's just say a kid, your 10 or 12 or 13 or 14-year-old son goes, identify as a pirate. Okay, would you cut the kid's arm off so he can get a hook? And would you take out the kid's eye so he can get an eye patch and cut off his leg for the wooden leg? After all, those pirates, you know, they had the hooked hands and the eye patch. And if you ask parents that and say, your little, you know, kid thinks he's a pirate, would you cut off his arm? If they go, of course not. I go, well, why wouldn't you cut off his arm and poke his eye out and cut off his leg for a wooden? You can't do that. You can't do that to a child. Oh, and I always go, thank you. And I stop. And you can pretty much count to 3 or 4 or 5 in your own head when this wave of silence and understanding comes across the folks. I don't need to say, oh, you're going to cut off the genitals and do genital mutilation. I just say, you know, whatever. They think they're a pirate. And you know what? It gets the point across, Dr. Hotze. So that's why I talk to parents. Would you cut your kid's arm off if they identify as a pirate?
That's a great analogy, and I'm going to start using that. Now, listen, the video I have, I'm going to play it, but let me prep it before the producer puts it on. Folks, the Democrats are so off the rail. They're so demonic. I mean, demonic, satanic, that they're now doing it out in the open sight for everybody to see. I'm going to show you a video of the Attorney General of Michigan. You're not going to believe this. Go ahead.
No, it's not a problem for kids who are seeking a good education. Drag queens. Okay? Let me say this. Drag queens, not only are they not hurting our kids, drag queens make everything better. Drag queens are fun. Drag queens are entertainment. And you know what I'll say that was totally not poll tested? I say this, a drag queen for every school. That is what would be fun for kids and lift them up when they are having emotional issues.
You can't make this. You can't make this up.
Can I just tell you, Dr. Hotze, what was so, there were two striking things of that, how absolutely insane and in dire need of help she is, A, and B, the absolute, ready for this, the absence of any applause in that room. When have you ever heard a Politico go, and usually it's like, so the good news is not everyone in that room is as psychotic as she was. Kids don't need drag queens. And there was a church bingo event in our area about, I don't know, a month, 6 weeks ago. And Dr. Hotze was out there, and hundreds of people were out there. Why? Because they want to have drag queen bingo. So they get what the story are. Bingo
you can't,
for children.
You literally cannot make this up.
And,
it was in a church.
Great thing. Yeah. And here's the great thing. 400 or 500 people were there, all lined up in the street. Not a single car came in. Not a single car full of people had the guts to sit there and be seen by their neighbors. It's a very strong thing that whatever horrible things you're doing, to be witnessed by and seen by your neighbors. So nobody came in, thanks to Dr. Hotze and that incredible crew of conservatives about 20 minutes west of where I am. But you have to ask yourself, why do dudes want to put on girls' clothes and perform in front of children?
Because they're pedophiles, sir. They're
right.
Pedophiles.
But I bring that up, and I'm like, look, why do you have the need? Do they do drag queen story hour for iron workers? No. Do they drag? No. I mean, do they do drag queen story hour for personal trainers? No. Pizza delivery guys? Absolutely not. What is this? I've got to be around children. That is so disturbing. So once that's one of the things I bring up when I speak. What is it that they have to be around children? Are they around physicians? Drag queen story hour for well-known physicians like Dr. Hotze? drag queen story hour for attorney generals? No, it's children. Well, for crying out loud in a bucket, what do you think that's up to? So you bring that up when it comes up. All you have to say to people is, well, why do they insist on being around children? Mm-hmm. And
well, yeah, we know what they're, we know they're grooming these kids to recruit them into their perverted lifestyle. These people that are these pro-homosexuals that are trying to teach children to be get into their lifestyle and participate with them are grooming them, and they're grooming them on this transgender cow dung. They're grooming them to recruit them, and they start in kindergarten. My goodness, this has got to be stopped. And anybody that does this, anybody that participates in that should be arrested for child sexual harassment of children. It's pedophilia. They should be arrested for that, thrown into jail, and the keys should be thrown away, period. Frankly, I think anybody that is involved in pedophilia that does that to any children, I think there ought to be a death penalty attached to that. This is just evil. If a man goes out and molests a child, that ought to be the death penalty. I mean, that put an end to it really quick. You get it? And you do it outside. You do it in public like they did in the old days. You just hang them and leave them hanging. That's what's got to be. I mean, these people, they're just wicked.
Let me tell you, Dr. Hotze, and there might be some naysayers out there going, come on, man. This is hyperbole, or as we say in Philadelphia, hyperbole. But when we had Drag Queen Story Hour here in Houston, and it took place at the public library, a conservative watchdog started looking up the names of the of these guys who were doing it, and lo and behold, you're not going to believe it. One of them was a convicted child molester. And the live, if you remember, Dr. Hotze, the public library, oh, we didn't do background checks. Well, you should raise, remember that? And you should raise one big eyebrow to go, okay, wait a minute. They want to dress up as girls. They want to be around children. Lo and behold, there's a pedophile, a convicted. And that's parents need to know the facts. The other thing is, you talked about grooming. I love how the godless alt-left, and that's what I call them, wants to make grooming misinformation or a bad word. That should tell you, America, that you are on the right road, the right path. You are on the right side of the issue when evil, when the devil himself says, well, we have to remove that word from the lexicon. Oh, blow it out your horn. Grooming is grooming. It is what it is. And when the left tries to, you know, they don't want you to be on social media now and use that. I'm like, oh, yeah, good luck with that. So stand up for your sons, stand up for your daughters. Don't tolerate any of this Nazi-like removal of words from our language. You may get called names, but you're on the right side. You're on the biblical side. You're on the side that embraces, folks, the Judeo-Christian fabric of our great nation at higher moral authority that Dr. Stephen Hotze leads his troops with year in and year out here in America's fourth largest city. Sir.
Well, you know, God says that those who forsake the law, and those who condemn those who keep the law, both of them alike are an abomination to God. And so this is to all you lawbreakers out there that are continuing in your ways and trying to convert people to your evil lifestyle. Sir, you got a big enemy out there, and that's the God of the universe. He hates mm-hmm. that. And I'll just tell you, go look and see how he took care of the problem in Sodom and Gomorrah. They were involved in that. Yeah, right. See if that's right. The way you want to end your life. You want to end up having coals of fire thrown upon your head. You want to end up in the pit, in a fiery pit. Is that what you want to end up? Totally nope. Destroyed in hell forever? Sir, you can repent, turn to Christ, and get your life back. That's what you need to do. And I want to encourage anybody that's involved in those lifestyles to confess your sins before God, accept Christ's penalty for your sins, and become a new person. You can do that. So I want to encourage you to do that. Sam, thanks for joining us today. Be sure to vote tomorrow, folks. Tomorrow's election day. Let's get rid of the godless. Let's put godly people into office. Be sure to vote and vote all the way down the ticket. I'm voting straight Republican. Thank you again, Sam, and God bless each one of you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us for the Dr. Hotze Report at the intersection of medicine and politics with Dr. Stephen Hotze as your host. Join us again for the Dr. Hotze Report every Monday, 4 p.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.